Fawcett moved to Ohio after Jefferson's death, becoming a reverend in Cincinnati and a conductor for the Underground Railroad. The
original slave papers that relates back from Thomas Jefferson down to, well, I guess you would say down to my son. Now that I'm older, I'm proud of my heritage.
He's got a table full of century-old documents.
It makes me feel good. That's the only thing I can hold on and keep me sane.
Including the papers that released his ancestors from slavery.
It's with the original seal, I might add, to let you know they're not fraudulent.
Reminding him that we've come a long way, even though he says growing up in the 50s with racism was not easy.
A little Christmas bag was in the mailbox, and I got it out, opened it up, and you know what it was? Two pieces of coal.
James was a welder who retired in January after 25 years, and although he can't read or write like many of his ancestors, he's got the history written on these papers and in his blood.
And that gave me a satisfaction of looking back where I was, where I've been, and now.
Paul Lucero, 9 on your side.